Hey there, I'm Chris Ponick, certified public accountant, certified coach, and the host of the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast. And I want to welcome you to the fourth episode of a new series that I'm doing on this podcast. My intention is to drop one of these additional podcast episodes every Monday while I continue to provide you with the regular Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast episodes, which will continue to help you take control of and understand your business finances with topics that ultimately impact your bottom line. I have many business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals who listen to this podcast, and I want to get more help out there for these individuals when it comes to mastering your mindset. I'll be taking a few moments each week to touch on topics that many high-stress professionals are dealing with and provide solutions to help you increase your overall well-being. Because I know your time is valuable, just like the Mastering Your Small Business Finances podcast, my goal is to keep these episodes short and straight to the point, but full of useful information to help you succeed in not only your professional life, but your personal life as well. Do you ever question why you lack self-discipline and wonder if this is something that you could improve in your life? Self-discipline is much different than willpower, and when you learn how to improve your self-discipline, you'll find that you can get any result you want in your professional or your personal life. You can make the decision today to increase your self-discipline so that you can enjoy your future rather than wishing you had something different to experience. Let's dive in. When we're talking about self-discipline, it's all about doing something that you don't want to do at the moment in your life when you'd rather be doing something different. You've probably met people who are really good at being self-disciplined. They may work out every day or show up for work on time, or maybe they're the person who has enough self-discipline to not eat junk food because they only want to eat foods that are healthy for them. Self-discipline shows up in our lives in so many ways. It also relates to our self-awareness and self-love because it's tied to how we're treating ourselves. When you're good at self-discipline, you're taking care of yourself in the future. Think about a task that you need to get done, and if you put it off until the last minute, rather than being self-disciplined to do it sooner, even when you don't want to, you put yourself in a position where you may have additional stress and overwhelm to get the task done at the last minute. In this case, you're not thinking about how your future self will feel when you're faced with this task that needs to get done. You don't think about how much additional stress you're putting on yourself when you could be self-disciplined and finish it at a time when you're less stressed, even though you don't want to do the task. Self-discipline is what's going to help you stay on track to reach any of the goals that you set for yourself. When you practice self-discipline, you'll be sure to see the results that you're hoping to achieve. Even when an obstacle shows up, when you have self-discipline, you'll continue to do what you need to do to work towards your long-term goals despite these obstacles or any self-doubt that you may be encountering. You'll find that when you have self-discipline, you'll be the driving force that gives you the confidence that you need to achieve the results that you want in your future. You may be struggling with self-discipline in either your professional or your personal life. This can show up in areas like productivity, health, or finances. There are so many distractions in our lives that cause us to struggle with self-discipline, and procrastination is also a form of self-discipline. If you find that you're committed to achieving a goal, but you find yourself doing anything but taking the steps to reach that goal, you may be struggling with self-discipline. This lack of self-discipline will usually cause you to do something other than what you know you should be doing. This could be going to find a snack, binging, overdrinking, scrolling on social media, or even talking with a friend. Are there any areas in your life where you may be lacking self-discipline and doing something else instead? When you practice learning self-discipline, you'll start finding the motivation to do what you need to do. Most self-discipline comes when you know there's going to be some discomfort in the moment that you do what you need to do, and you still follow through. You'll often hear me say that you need to embrace the discomfort and do it anyway. So how do you strengthen your self-discipline muscle? Well, it's not as hard as you would think. I'm going to walk you through my process, but you do need to put some effort into it. And when you strengthen this muscle, you can achieve anything you put your mind to. You don't have to define yourself as someone who doesn't have self-discipline. You can make slight changes in your life and become the person who is self-disciplined and is proud of how you'll see yourself in the future. If you'd like to continue listening to the rest of this podcast, I'm inviting you to sign up for my free private podcast, where I do a deeper dive into this topic on the Mastering Your Mindset Moments podcast for high-stress professionals. When you're busy working in a high-stress profession, it's often hard to accomplish what you truly want in your life. This private podcast offers solutions that you can immediately apply to your life so that you can not only achieve your goals, but increase your sense of purpose, satisfaction, and lead a more fulfilling and enjoyable life. You can sign up at financialadventure.com/private to hear about the solutions that I provide on this topic. I'll post links to this and other valuable resources for business owners, accountants, and other high-stress professionals where you're listening to this podcast.